sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Avi Moroni, Mimorazi Shirichu, Louis Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shachna, Shlomo Ben Shimon, Schuss Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rafuas Moshe Ben Malka, B'Sar Shacholei Yisrael. And we're going to be discussing in this shir the question of spreading a virus, Chas V'Shalom, to other people's computers. What is the problem with that halachically? I saw a beautiful article about this by one of the world's most chashuv dayanim, Rav Shlomo Daichovsky Shlita, who was a member of the Beis Din Hagadol Erurim, the highest Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. And he was a Talmud of Chevron, and beforehand he learned in the Yishuv, very chashuv high school in Tel Aviv. And later he became a Ram in Keren Biavne. He taught in other frameworks. Then he became a Dayan and he moved his way up, and he's really a voice to contend with. He's still alive at Me'av Esrim. He's almost 82 years old, and he should keep spreading Torah, especially interesting articles like these. So first he suggests that when one spreads a virus, it's mitam esh, he's chayav al tz'esh. It says in the Torah, it's a chiddush, right? A virus is an esh. A virus is a virus, and an esh is esh. But if one spreads a bug or some other disease to another computer, we can compare it to the Torah's isser of esh, right? When one causes another person damage, it's not only payment, but it's also usser. So it's also, if it's mitam esh, it's because it's like fire, then he's not only going to have to pay, but he's also doing damage, and he's over an isser. It says in the Torah, Kitetze Eishu Matze Kotzim Shmos 22:5. So too, when a person creates a virus that spreads to his friend's courtyard, i.e. his computer, so he's doing what Eish does. He's spreading this fire, this harmful content, material, to his friend's domain. And the Torah says, Shalem Yishayim Avris HaBeira, he has to pay. He has to pay Nezek. Eish is Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, Bavakama 3b. The virus also is spread by a chashmal, by electricity, by a modem, by a telephone line. However it's spread, it's Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo. There's Machlokas in Bavakama, famous Machlokas, Bavakama 22a. Rabbi Yechanan says, Isho Mishum Chitza, Reish Lakish Amar, Isho Mishum Mimono. Rabbi Yechanan says that fire, why you chayv out fire? It's like your arrows. It's like you shot your arrows. Reish Lakish said it's because it's your mom and it's your money. And your money does damage, you have to pay. The Maskana says, Sugya, the Sugya concludes that Rabbi Yechanan agrees that when Kalu lo chitzav, Isho's Mishum Mimono. In other words, if when you lit the fire, Rashi explains, i.e. when you shot the arrow, it was not roy, it was not fitting to be mazik in another courtyard. And then only afterwards there was a new situation created where it could cause damage in the other person's courtyard. So that's called Kalu lo chitzav, there are no more arrows. And then the person's chayv mishum mimono. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. If somebody lights a coal, it's not his. Ayu machayv him mishum mimono. La halacha, we paskin like with Yechanan, choshen mishpat, tof yud ches yud zayin, eisha avar vizikas adam achav labo. If you have a fire that caused the person damage, so then the mavir has to pay. Benizko, v'shifto, v'ripuyo, v'tzaro, v'boshto, kilu v'ziku b'yado. So then the person has to pay five things, Nezek, and Tsar, and Ripui, and Sheves, and Boshes, for not going to work, and for doctor's bills, and for the Tsar that was caused, and for the embarrassment that was caused. So it's like he was Mazikim Biyadayim. That even though Eish, says the Shulchan Aruch, is Mimono, it's his money, nevertheless, it's like he was Mazik himself with his Chitzim, with his arrows. For who Shahaya Eish Roy Lagil Hashem Makum Shizik. That's only in the situation provided that the fire was able to get to the place where it was mazik at the time when he lit the fire. But if it wasn't Roy Lagia Lasham, for example, there was a fence there, and then the fence fell not because of the fire and then did damage, so that's called Kalul Ochitzav, and then it has a din of Mamon Shehizik, and Mamon Shehizik, you're only chayiv to pay when Nezek for damages, but not for the other four obligations of Tzari, Busheves, and Boshes. And that's if there was a wall up, like the Gemara says, and then the wall fell, And when the fire was lit, there was a wall, so it's not considered his chitzim anymore, because kalo lo chitzav. It's like his arrows ended. His arrows didn't have the power to cause this damage, so it's not considered like he did it anymore. Now he's only chayv al tzmimono, and mamon he's only chayv because of for nezek, and not the other types of damages that goes. Mamonios writes that not only if he, in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, 14.6, not only if he himself lights the fire, but wherever he is negligent and he doesn't guard his coal, and a ruach metzuya, a normal wind would spread it, that's considered chitzav, that's considered his arrows. So this virus is l'chora b'chinas eish, and the one who creates it is like a mavhir eish. And if someone sends it, even if he received this virus from someone else, but if he sends it further, then it's like somebody who wasn't guarding his coal that he has, and a ruach mitsuya, a normal wind, spread it further, unless he spread it himself. So then it's not even a ruach mitsuya spread it, he spread it. So the chora l'das Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like him, the first pe'ula is going to be considered chitzav. In other words, the first person is going to be chayav al chitzav, because it's his arrows that he sent to the other person, and he's going to have to pay all five damages, whatever is applicable. And the pe'ulot sharsheret, the chain reaction of the virus being sent to others, would not be considered his chetz, since at the time of the first pe'ula, the first action of sending the virus, they were not in the range of him being able to do damage. Only afterwards, then the first person sent it weiter, so it spread around, and maybe you can call that memono shehizik, that it's like the first person's money that was mazik. And if you call it and the second person's, I guess, going to be chayev because of chitzav, because now it's his arrows. But the second person who sent it weiter, further on. But the first person is going to be chayav al tzmono shehizik, and then we come to the machlokas. Rashi tells us, as we mentioned earlier, and Rashi holds that when the fire isn't his, in other words, when the virus was created by somebody else, you're not mechayav him mishum memono, because it's not his money. However, you shouldn't. It would appear more logical that we should not define the sending of this virus to other addressees as mamon she'eino shelo, and pater him from payment, and himself him from payment, according to Rashi, because we should see the viruses that are generated in the other people's computers as being from his money. In other words, his mamon, of his virus that he made, that he created, that he sent, Reuven sent to Shimon. Now when Shimon sends the virus further, so that's still Reuven's mamon. They're all mikoach, that virus that Reuven sent to Shimon. So it could be that you're going to be mechayev Shimon al tzmimono, and you're not going to say, oh, it's not his mamon, because now it's in the second person's, it's the second person's money, this virus. No, it's also the first person's, because the further viruses that spread to the other computers were as a result of his virus. So that's mamon shaholid mamon, so you should be mechayev him. So therefore we should not pater michiyuv tashlumei nezek midin eish, not the one who creates the virus, and not those who spread it. They should be chayav mitam eish, because of fire. If this is correct, that we're mechayev mitam eish, so then we should take into account that mazik be'esh is pater betamun, and therefore if something is hidden, and therefore if somebody lights a fire in his rishus, in his domain, and then the fire spread and burned the haystack of his friend, and inside the haystack were hidden various utensils, and they also went ablaze, he only pays for the actual gadish, for the revealed exposed haystack, and not for what's hidden in the haystack. So is the opinion of the Chachamim in Maseches Bava Kama. This sugya of causing nezek to other people's computers, it's amazing that we keep going back to the Gemara, but that's the beauty of Torah, is that the most modern inventions have halachic ramifications that are already expounded upon in the Gemara. So Chachamim in Bava Kama, so this is a Bava Kama smorgasbord, this sugya of sending viruses to the internet. So 61b We have Das Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and so paskins the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mammon 14:9, Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Tav Yud Ches Yud Gimel, that we pater Tamun Be'esh. And the Ptur is both on those Kalim that are normally hidden in a haystack, like clay disha, like threshing utensils, and also Kalim that one does not normally hide in a haystack, like a wallet. When was the last time, sweet friends, you put your wallet in a haystack? I didn't think so. So whether it's Darko or not Darko, one is putter for Tamun. What would that mean for our case? So inside the computer, there are hidden files. And therefore, you should maybe pater the mazik from Tashlum, because if you consider these hidden files, if you compare again, we have to extract from the Torah and from the Gemara, because we're not talking about sending viruses. If you call those things Tamun, I mean, you can call your whole friend's computer Tamun. I mean, I'm saying he's causing damage to inside the computer. He's not causing damage to the revealed what you see. He's causing inside. So just like the hidden files are Tamun, you could say his whole computer is Tamun. You're going inside the guy's computer and you're sending a virus, one could possibly argue. Or you could say no, that if he causes damage to the computer itself, that's considered galui, and he's chayav on that ish. And on the hidden files that are inside the computer, that he would be chayav on for, that would be pater because it's tamun. However, this has all been ogea to somebody who's madlik besoch shelo. This is only somebody who lights the fire in his own domain, and then the fire spread and lit up his friend's domain, set his friend's domain ablaze of fire. When a person is madlik besoch rishus chaveiro, but if you light a fire in your friend's rishus, there the Chachamim are modim, there the Chachamim agree that you're chayev even al tamun. But in this case, he's chayev only on kalim that one normally places there. On kalim that one doesn't normally place there, he's patur, because how is he supposed to know? As the Gemara says there in Tosti Ramaschil Ella, Linyanenu, when we talk about secret files, that's darkam. That's darkam lios tmunim b'machshev. They're normally hidden in the computer. And therefore, if we can, maybe we consider him madlik besoch rishus chavero. In other words, where is he being madlik this eish? Is he being madlik in his rishus? And then it spreads to his friend's rishus? Or is it considered that he directly put a fire in his friend's rishus? One could argue that it's madlik betoch rishus chavero, that he is sending this fire, that he is lighting this fire in his friend's rishus. And if that's what's happening over here, that he's lighting a fire in his friend's rishus, then he's going to be chayav for all the secret files that he damaged. And if you say that this person is chayav because he's a mazik biyadayim, because he is with his own hands kiviyachol causing damage, then he is chayav even on a davar she'ein lahanicho b'tamon, even on something that's not normally hidden. Shach taf yud ches vav, in the name of the Marshal, the Chazanishim bavakam vav ches. So if you place him as a mazik biyadayim, then he's going to be chayav even on davar she'ein lahanicho b'tamon, and certainly everything in the computer he's going to be responsible for. What about boar? What about boar? Pit, can you compare it to a pit? So it would appear that we shouldn't compare the virus to a pit and see it like a boar hamizgalgel. You can have a boar hamizgalgel viragle adam viragle behema, some pit that's like a rock in the Rishus HaRabim that causes damage, and that's misgalgel from place to place. So here also, maybe it's a boar hamisgalgil that causes damages and goes from place to place. And the answer is that a boar is a passive mazik. A boar, that's Gemara in Bava Kama, by the way, Bava Amud Aleph. A boar is a passive mazik, and it doesn't actively go and cause damage. Whereas the virus is an active mazik that attacks someone else's computer. Also, a virus is a koach acher ma'urav bo. It's a the only way it can do damage is be'emtze'ut ha-telephone, ha-chashmal, ha-modem, whatever it may be, that's how it's doing its damage. Whereas by boar, that's not considered koach acher ma'urav bo, the damage is done just by the boar, not by another koach, so we're not going to be mechayiv mitam boar. It would appear more that we should be mechayiv, we should obligate the one who sends the virus mitam odam ha-mazik, because the creation of the virus isn't just hadlokas eish b'soch shelo, and like a fire, a wind comes and spreads the fire, but rather spreading a virus through email or the like is like you're spreading your hand into your friend's field, and your mamish lighting a fire in your friend's field, and therefore this is adam amazik, and you're going to be obligated for everything that ever all the damage you caused to your friend's computer. And then the virus will be his arrows to the entire extent of the chain of damage, because there's no situation here of kolu lo chitzav, that his arrows are finished because it didn't have the power to go further, because there's no real fence that separates in between people's computers. So it's like one big cyberspace. So once you're in that space, so it could be that these are, it's like your arrows are just spread further within this space. Let's say a person gives someone else a virus, Rahman al-Itzlan. Are we going to say that when this person, Reuven gives Shimon a virus, a physical virus, a coronavirus, and then Shimon goes weiter and gives it to Levi, are we going to say that Reuven is pater? He's only grama. So this is all, it all started with Reuven. So it would seem that that's the, we all live in one space over here. There's no real fence that separates us. So Reuven's going to be chayv also for that virus that he gave to Shimon. So this is not considered kol lo chitzav. If it's adam amazik, like we mentioned, there's no p'tur of tamon. Rambam chov lo mazik 7:17-18 Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Shin Pei Ches Aleph kol amazik mamon chaver ve'en odeh mahizik harei nizok nishpa katakanis chacham menotel. And so if one harms his friend's money and he doesn't know what, the one who's damaged swears and he takes the value of the damages. However, it's important to note what the Ketilas HaChoshen says in Shin Samach Gimel Gimel. Only when you cause damage to another human being, then you have the other four damages of Tzar, B'Sheves, and Boshes. But if it is an Adam Ba'Adam, if you're a Mazik Mamon Chaveiro, then you don't have to pay the other four. And therefore, let's say a person not going to work, not being able to work, so that the person you wouldn't have to pay. The person who spreads the virus, he would only have to pay for the damage, the actual damage that he creates in the other person's computer. It could also be that we have to talk about Hezek She'eino Nikar, that if one does damage to his friend, the famous Sugin the Gemara and Gittin and Bezin and Gimel, that one does damage to his friend in a way that's not recognizable. For example, somebody's metame his friend's tyrus. He has pure food and he's metame the food. Or he mixes in untithe produce with tithe produce. Or he pours yayin nesech. He makes his friend's yayin nesech. Whatever it may be, these are things that you can't see with your naked eye. You can't see the tumma, etc. But at the end of the day, he's causing damage. It's hezek she'eino nikar. So maybe also here, you look at the computer, it looks the same from the outside, but you're causing this damage. Maybe you could even cause it hezek nicker, because maybe you can even see the damage with your own eyes. But if you say that it's hezek she'eino nicker, you compare it to being metame your friend's tyrus, or making his wine into wayayin nesach, or mixing in untithed produce with tithed produce. So the rabbis made a takan about that, and the rabbis would definitely agree that he would have to pay over here. I mean, the halacha of hezek she'eino nicker is that a person is only chayiv b'mezid and not b'shogeg. But again, one could argue this is hezek nicker. But if you hold that it's hezek she'eino nicker, it's not recognizable, and he's only going to be chayiv b'mezid. Rambam Hilchos Chova LeMazik 7:1, Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat Shinpei Aleph, and there is also an issue of Dina de Machutza Dina here. Chasim Sofer, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Mem Dalid, he gave validity, asserted the validity of a law of the king, of the Malchus, to prevent competition between wine sellers in the city of Tukay in Hungary. Says Moreno, the Rashki Bahagdah Chasim Sofer, Hatikun Shetiknu Sarai Akomodat, Sheinenu Negedin Tara Lekatara Asu. This tikun that these ministers of the parliament made, this is not against Din Torah. This is like the Torah wants. And Vilu Baal Lefanenu, if they would come in front of us, we would also make such a takana, that there shouldn't be too many wine merchants. It'll ruin the business of those that already exist. Then everybody's going to be out of a job. Everyone's going to be out of Parnasa. So too, the great Rav Meir Arik, in the Imre Yosher and Chelik Beis, Kufn and Beis Beis, Lagabe Chok Shabalam Noam and Amaskir, Milifnos El Aso, Milifanos Es Esocher Menadira, Lachar Tom Tkufas Eschirus, the law that prevents someone who is a landlord from kicking the renter out of the apartment after his contract is up. So he says that this is a very important takana. We shouldn't have people out on the street who are homeless, and therefore Dina de Machusa Dina, that the one who is the landlord is now allowed to kick the renter out of the apartment in conformance with the din of the Malchus. So here also Dina de Machusa Dina, not the spread of virus. So it's definitely usser, and whatever the Malchus says to pay, one would have to pay. But even if there is no Dina de Machusa Dina, Medin Torah, he's definitely doing something terrible. So we should all be zocha to be saved from computer viruses and all types of viruses. Just to end, you're supposed to start in the Gemara with a milsa debdichasa, but to end with a milsa debdichasa, to end with a little bit of put a smile on our faces. One of my favorite jokes, that a doctor comes to a rabbi's not feeling well, and an old European man, a Hungarian Ruv, and the doctor examines him, and he says, doctor, what is it? What do I have? So the doctor said, I'm sorry, Rabbi, but you have a virus. And the Rebbe said, a virus? I know I have a virus. I have so many avirus. I have to do tshuva for all my avirus. But what illness do I have? So that's a virus. So we should be saved from all viruses and viruses. And Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to talk about Inyanei Internet and Halacha. And hopefully Hashem will be mezakas to continue. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved. Thank you.